It seems that every time we open the sports page or click on SI.com, there's another story of athletes behaving badly. Recent examples include Tattoogate at Ohio State, illegal payments from an accused criminal at Miami, and pretty much everything Johnny Manziel has ever done. Stories about NCAA athletes doing good seem to get less press. Only A Game's Karen Given is here to help remedy that situation.
A few dozen people have gathered in North Andover, Massachusetts to welcome the latest men's soccer recruit to Merrimack College. Emerging from the dressing room wearing his new team uniform for the first time, Brady Antea strides to the stage and climbs behind a long table. As his feet swing below him, Brady pushes his thick glasses up and rests his chin in his hands. Merrimack head coach Tony Martone doesn't make a habit of holding flashy signing ceremonies for his players.
No, only special young men like Brady. My players get welcomed to the locker room and into the field, basically. And before they get any accolades, they do a lot of hard work.
Brady is 6. He's legally deaf and blind due to CHARGE syndrome, a genetic condition diagnosed the day after his birth. His soccer skills could charitably be described as still developing. But as a recruit from Team Impact, an organization that pairs college sports teams and kids with life-threatening and chronic illnesses, Coach Martone seems confident that Brady will be an important contributor to Merrimack soccer.
Wearing number 1, Brady Antea.
Martone signed on for Team Impact as a way for his team to give back to the community. Ask his players, like Francis Mulkern and Andrew Suttle, and they'll say it's worked the other way around.
Preseason is no fun, really, but anytime he shows up, it brightens all of our days up. And
having Brady around, your work ethic goes up, and seeing him, he puts a smile on your face. You have a bad practice, see this kid, and it kind of puts everything in perspective, and, you know, see him smile, it changes everything, and it's amazing.
Brady and the Merrimack soccer team are still getting to know each other. But this June, 30 miles north of Chicago, a more established Team Impact pairing was playing basketball on the concrete floor of the empty ice rink at Lake Forest College.
I am Griffin.
Griffin, how old are you?
7.
Griffin Max was diagnosed with leukemia at 2.5. By the time his mom, Gretchen, found Team Impact, he had undergone 3.5 years of chemo and was in remission.
You know, we wanted positive vibes. We wanted Griffin to know that he's a survivor, he can do this. You know, especially with a sport like hockey, you know, it's kind of grueling. But when you win, it's such a great feeling.
None of the Max were hockey fans when Griffin was drafted by Lake Forest. And as it turns out, Griffin isn't the only member of the family the team decided to take on.
My name is Carly, and I'm 7.
Griffin, Hudson, and their sister Kylie are triplets. Along with their older brother Everest, the 4 Max kids keep the Lake Forest team pretty busy. But head coach Ryan McKelvey isn't concerned about getting more than he signed up for.
Oh, man. I wish we could have one Griffin for every kid on our team.
At first, Coach McKelvey was more worried about what the Max had taken on.
It seemed like for a while, I think they came for a lot of losses. and it was like after a game, it was like we'd be so frustrated with the loss and we'd be going in to talk to the players and we'd see, you know, Griffin and his family standing out there. And it was like, well, that's really what it's about. And we might have lost a game, but it's just a game. And all the kids would come in and give everybody a high five. And you know, I think it made things a lot easier or better.
But the Max brought more than a dedicated cheering section to the experience of players like senior forward Mike Violette.
It almost like makes me feel like grounded. Like it just brings a smile to my face just to come down here and just release everything, release all my stress and just kind of just forget about everything. Sit back and pretend I'm a kid again.
Gretchen Max says the Lake Forest players are giving Griffin back some of the childhood he lost, and the Max kids are learning to be siblings again. Griffin might be done with chemo, but he still has bad days. They never happen on Tuesday, the day he skates with Lake Forest.
When he comes here, he's all smiles. It's like, it's not, you know, the crabby Griffin is gone. You know, he sees all the guys, and he's happy.
I'll talk to her mom. They're completely good to go. I do have an update on her health and everything like that, so...
Matching up kids in schools doesn't happen by magic. Every morning, Maura Mahoney, director of case management and communications for Team Impact, takes the staff through the list of kids looking to be paired up with teams.
As you can imagine, there's a lot that goes into each match. I can't even think of the average number of phone calls. I mean, the number of phone calls that we make on average as a case management team every day is a lot.
Each potential match is carefully debated and planned. Geography is important, as is making sure both the family and the team are committed to the match. The easiest part of the process seems to be finding college teams that want to be involved.
We have probably close to 1,500 teams that are looking for a kid, are banging down our door looking for their newest recruit, so to speak.
Pairing sick kids with college sports teams isn't a new idea. Organizations like Make-A-Wish have long been arranging one-day connections, and kids with brain cancer can be paired with schools through the Friends of Jaclyn. Team Impact wanted to expand the idea, creating lasting connections between college sports teams and kids facing all sorts of medical challenges. First, individual teams signed up, then entire schools, and finally, full college conferences got involved. Now, Executive Director Dan Walsh says Team Impact is facing a new, unexpected problem.
There's enough stories and news articles and videos that, you know, it's pretty quick to illustrate to the athletic community kind of what the experience is all about, and they're quick to sign up. Our biggest challenge and daily focus is just trying to find more children, more families that could benefit from this.
Walsh can't promise a kid will be paired with his or her favorite team or even their favorite sport, but he says it's not about picking favorites. It's about having 20, 30, even 100 older brothers and sisters during good times and bad. For Only a Game, I'm Karen Given.
Only a Game is produced by Karen Given and Doug Trabu. Our technical director is John Parati. Our intern is Zoe Sobel. Our senior producer is Gary Wallach. To check out Karen Given's Team Impact photos, please visit onlyagame.org. Our final word this week comes from young Griffin Max, who demonstrates his steadfast positivity to Karen.
Do you feel like a member of the team?
Yes.
Have they taught you how to skate?
Yes.
Are you good?
Yes.
Do you like the word yes?
Yes.
And is Griffin a winner? Yes, I'm Bill Littlefield. Thank you for listening. I'll see you next week.
Support comes from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, dedicated to the idea that all people deserve the chance to live healthy, productive lives at gatesfoundation.org. The Melville Charitable Trust, supporting solutions to prevent and end homelessness on the web at melvilletrust.org. And the William and Flora Hewlett Foundation, making grants to solve social and environmental problems at home and around the world on the web at hewlett.org. This is NPR.